is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. I welcome my good colleagues, Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. Very, very significant news in Latin America. It begins with a statement by the President of Mexico. The headline in Reuters, after Trump threat, says Reuters, Mexican president says Panama Canal belongs to Panamanians. The Panama Canal, originally an idea of the French, abandoned and taken up by the United States in the early part of the 20th century, chiefly under Theodore Roosevelt, although it continued being put together under Mr. Taft and even Mr. Wilson. The Panama Canal was transferred out of the possession of the United States to the Panamanian people and governance between 1977, when the treaty was written, and 1999, when the transfer was complete. In these last days, what we know right now is that Mr. Trump has said that the U.S. will retake control of Panama unless, and then there are some conditions. I mentioned that Mr. Trump is also pointing to the original agreement in 77 acted upon in 99, where the U.S. will take active defensive measures if the Panama Canal is threatened. Joseph, I come immediately to you because now that the president of Mexico has spoken up, we can anticipate a number of voices coming in Latin America about the Panama Canal. How do you regard this remark by the president of the United States? There's reason to believe that the Chinese bad actors have been extremely keen on influencing not just Panama, but all of Central America. Good evening to you, Joseph.
Good evening, John. Yes, so this certainly was major news that developed over the weekend, and it's something that President Trump, if you follow him, he's actually had this position for many, many years. He's vocalized it a few times, but never obviously on this at this magnitude. The way I interpret the message that President Trump had on the Panama Canal is first, it's a message to correct foreign policy mistakes of the past. And there's a lot of that focus inside the new Trump administration. And the second, I think, is a message for China specifically. And I'll explain that. The first on the foreign policy blunders, I think if you were to rank some of the top foreign policy blunders in the 20th century, Jimmy Carter's 1977 transfer of the Panama Canal would be right up there. Because not only did he sell it for $1, but if you listen to the speech that he gave when he actually transferred the canal, it was very anti-American. And it was sentiment on a notion that really didn't have any strategic foresight. It almost like as if the history was going to stop right there. And mind you that this was in the midst of the Cold War, really at the beginning of the Cold War. And so that what essentially happened was that turned out to be a very big mistake. Because the Panama Canal is not just one of the seven major strategic waterways in the world, but it's vital importance to the United States, both for our commercial shipping, upwards of 70% of our commercial shipping transits through that canal, but also for our military. It's what enables our military to have a two-ocean navy so that the U.S. Navy can deploy from the Atlantic to the Pacific in a matter of days very quickly. That means that anything that happens overseas, global crises, it cuts our deployment time by a significant amount of time. But then I think the other part of this was the message to China. So he wants to correct that foreign policy blunder. But the message to China is this, is that over the last 20 so years, China has been encroaching on the Panama Canal very quietly by essentially getting concessions over logistical port operations on the canal, on both sides of the canal, both the Atlantic side and the Pacific side. More recently, since 2017, 2018, when Panama signed onto the Belt and Road Initiative, in fact, Panama is the first country in Latin America to sign onto the Belt and Road Initiative, they began to leverage their economic influence to basically build more infrastructure in and around the canal. Now, why does that matter for the United States? Well, it puts us in a position of vulnerability, because if China and U.S. tensions escalate, if China decides to do anything on Taiwan, or if it essentially decides to support Russia or Iran in their wars that they're going on in the Middle East and Ukraine, they can have the advantage, the geostrategic advantage, to be able to disrupt or deter the U.S. Navy from responding to any of that. And that's not a position the United States wants to be in. So I think with like a huge amount of intuition and strategic foresight. I think President Trump just put probably the most important issue in the Western Hemisphere on the national security agenda and actually informed a lot of Americans, because the number one response I saw was, why is the Panama Canal so important? Well, we just discussed it, and I think President Trump just made that very evident.
Ernesto, good evening to you. I read from Reuters report, in a recorded message released by Panama's President Mulino within these last hours, he said that Panama's independence was non-negotiable and that China had no influence on the canal's administration. The president also defended the passage rates Panama charged, saying they were not set on a, quote, on a whim. I mentioned China especially because we've talked about that this last year more than I can remember. China now can regarded as an adversary of the United States, using its money and influence peddling and plain ability to corrupt politicians to make inroads in all of Latin America. You look at this from the point of view of the foreign ministries, all the foreign ministries. Is Mr. Trump's remarks off the course, or is there a suggestion that China is moving in on critical parts of the infrastructure of Latin America? Good evening to you, Ernesto.
Good evening, John. No, China for sure is giving all the signs of moving towards some sort of global strategy, including maritime strategy that has to do with Latin America. They now own part of the Port of Santos in Brazil, which is the largest in Latin America. They don't own the whole port, but one of its main terminals. Also, they have just built this huge port in Peru. They have other assets around Latin America, of course, in other areas of infrastructure. But it's only a child, a very innocent and pro-China child, would not see China as moving aggressively towards maritime positioning around the globe, but very specifically in Latin America. So, well, in this world of rainbows and unicorns, where some foreign ministries seem to leave, we can just discuss matters of peace and cooperation. But no, that's the reality of the world. And the question is whether Latin American countries want this to happen, and whether they're conscious of what this Chinese influence and presence means. It means more room for totalitarian regimes, more room for crime-oriented regimes across the regions. Is that what we want? I don't think so. So, but I think Mr. Trump, President Trump, is bringing back reality to the table, right? The reality is knocking at the door, and Trump is opening it. And, okay, let's discuss the real issues, the real power issues, and diplomacy should be an instrument for, I believe, from the point of view of free countries, diplomacy should be an instrument for freedom and not an instrument for the protection of tyrannies, the protection of totalitarianism. So I see now a moment of reckoning for diplomacy, whether people will keep with the formalities, you can do that because of sovereignty and so on, or whether they're going to turn toward reality.
I mentioned, Joseph, another detail about Panama that I've been reporting on with you and Ernesto and others for several years now, and that's the Darien Gap. At any point in these last years, Panama could have moved on its own to shut down the Darien Gap. It certainly did during the pandemic. However, thousands, might even tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, have flowed through the Darien Gap headed to the United States, compounding the problem that the Trump administration will now face about that. My measure of Panama is that this is not a simple Central American state. It's also got banking facilities that are the envy of most of Central America. And there's also the matter of its managing the canal. Last summer, there was a very severe drought, and Panama did not have adequate resources constructed, though they'd been warned for years. I don't know how responsible they are a manager, Joseph. Is that going to come up?
No, I'm sure it'll come up if there's a conversation between President Mulino and President Trump. But I mean, last year, what it really showed us and what it really exposed was the vulnerabilities that the canal has. They had the trifecta that you just mentioned. They had the drought that was caused by the lack of water from the Gatun Lake. They had the mass migration crisis that was feeding into the Darien Gap. And then they also had, the typical high levels of corruption that we've seen that was exposed during the Panama Papers. So when you combine those three elements, what you had was you had this credible vulnerability that was exposed about what happens when you have to potentially close the Panama Canal. Now, that's not an easy conversation. That's not an easy thing to do. Not only does Panama lose a lot of money, but the United States will lose a lot of money. And that could be very detrimental to our economy. So I think that thankfully did not persist. And this year they got more water into the lake and things started to recover, and they have a new president, and the new president has made closing the gap a priority. But it exposed that vulnerability. And I think that that's part of the conversation that President Trump is raising by putting this on the agenda, because we can't be in a position to where the Panama Canal becomes exposed, whether it's because of lack of poor management or it's because of provocation or any kind of reason whatsoever. Because as I mentioned before, it's critical for our Navy, it's critical for our commerce, and it's critical just so that the Western Hemisphere can have stability. And so in that sense, I think that there's that conversation needs to be had. Last year exposed some of these vulnerabilities, but these are things we can fix. These are things that we can improve upon. And I think by talking with Panama, these actions can begin to be taken. I think really President Trump's message that he gave over the weekend, in my opinion, was an invitation for the president of Panama to come to Mar-a-Lago and have this discussion. And I believe he should do that sooner than later.
I'm speaking with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo, my two colleagues at the New World Report. We've addressed a new problem, that is the Panama Canal and what is to be done to defend it adequately. When we come back, we're going to speak to an old problem that's no longer a problem. It's called Argentina. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.